Build and preserve ecclesial communion, be mindful of the cultural context to which you are sent, and evangelize with love. These were some of the recommendations Pope Francis gave to members of the Neo-Catechumenal Way on Saturday in advance of their evangelizing missions in different countries throughout the world. The community commissioned several new Missio Ad Gentes teams to establish communities of faith in countries such as China, India, Vietnam, Mongolia, among others. The Pope sent off the missionaries with a special prayer and blessing. He thanked the community for their joy, generosity, witness, missionary zeal, and work in the church. He also offered several recommendations. The first, he said, is to have the utmost care to build and preserve the communion in the particular churches where they work. Pay attention to the life of the local churches, he said, and walk together like one flock, under the guidance of the pastors of the local churches. The Pope underlined the need to give special attention to cultural context in evangelization and exhorted members to care lovingly for each other, especially for its weakest members. The Neo-Catechumenal Way, he said, offers a demanding itinerary along which a brother or a sister can come up upon unforeseen difficulties. In these cases, the exercise of patience and of mercy on the part of the community is a sign of maturity in the faith. The freedom of each person must not be forced, he continued, and the choice of a member to seek outside of the way other forms of Christian life that help him to grow in response to the call of the Lord must be respected. The Pope concluded by urging members to evangelize with love and to bring the gospel everywhere, even in the most de-Christianized environments and existential peripheries. He urged members to be messengers and witnesses to the infinite goodness and the inexhaustible mercy of the Father and entrusted them to Mary's care. I'm Laura Uracci.